بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. اهتمام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه بالآذان. رفضه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتخذ الناقوس والبوق للإعلام بالصلاة قبل الاهتداء للأذان. أخرج أبو داود عن أبي أمير بن أنس أن أمومة له من الأنصار قال: اهتم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للصلاة كيف يجمع الناس لها، فقيل له: انصب راية عند حضور الصلاة، فإذا رأوها آذن بعضهم بعضا فلم يعجبه ذلك. قال: فذكر له القنع يعني الشبور، وقال زياد: الشبور اليهود، فلم يعجبه ذلك، وقال: هو من أمر اليهود. قال: فذكر له الناقوس، فقال: هو من أمر النصارى. فانصرف عبد الله بن زيد رضي الله عنه هو مهتم لحم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فأري الأذان في منامه فذكر الحديث. وأخرج أبو شيخ عن عبد الله بن زيد قال: اهتم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالآذان بالصلاة، وكان إذا جاء وقت الصلاة صعد برجل فيشير بيده، فمن رآه جاء ومن لم يره لم يعلم بالصلاة، فاهتم لذلك هما شديدا. فقال له بعض القوم: يا رسول الله، لو أمرت بالناقوس. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: فئل النصارى لا. فقالوا: لو أمرت بالبوق فنفخ فيه. فقال: فئل اليهود لا. فرجعت إلى أهلي وأنا مختم، لما رأيت من اهتمام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حاله، حتى إذا كان الليل قبل الفجر غشيني النعاس، فرأيت رجلا عليه ثوبان أخضران وأنا بين النائم واليقظان، فقام على سطح المسجد فجعل أصبعيه في أذنيه ونادى. وعند وعيدا من أنس رضي الله عنه قال: كانت الصلاة إذا حضرت على أهل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سار رجل في الطريق فنادى: الصلاة الصلاة، فاشتد ذلك على الناس وقالوا: لو اتخذنا ناقوسا. فذكر الحديث كذلك كذا في الكنز. This is the chapter regarding the worry and concern of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding azan. It is mentioned the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this fikr and worry and this concern that when salah was made for us, how to gather the people. So various opinions were given. For example, some suggested a fire should be lit, and if that fire is lit, then the smoke of it will be a means of a sign for people to look at, and people can come for salah. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not approve of it. In another narration, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, this is actually the ways of the mushrikeen, the fire worshippers. Thereafter it was suggested to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what about the trumpet? A person takes a trumpet, a flute, and he blows the trumpet. So here again Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not approve of it, and he said, wa min amri al-yahud, this is the ways of the Jews. Thereafter it was suggested to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what about the naqus, a bell? Person rings the bell so that sound echoes, and when a person hears the bell, this will be an indication that salah is the time of salah. Also it is one of the suggestions came that if a person hoisted a flag and that flag had, so someone waves that flag, so this whoever sees it will come to know now is the time of salah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't approve that as well. And it was said regarding the bell, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam disapproved of that as well, because he said this is the way of the Christians. So Abdullah bin Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbi radiyallahu anhu, he also had fikr. So what we learn from this, sometimes when a person has true fikr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a solution. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fikr in his heart. This sahabi Abdullah bin Zayd also had fikr. And he mentioned that in his sleep the adhan was shown to him. In another narration it is mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried about the salah, that how can the people gather for salah. So one of the things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought of, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will instruct a certain person to climb a high place, a high elevated place, and then he will wave his hand. So from a distance, whoever sees this person waving his hand, then this will be an indication that it is a time of salah. Whoever sees him will come, and whoever does not see him, then unfortunately he will not get that salah. So again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought properly what should we do, and then that whole narration is being narrated. And if we blow the trumpet, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not agree and said blowing the trumpet is the way of the Jews. And thereafter it was said, why don't we ring a bell? Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disapproved of it and said this is the way of the Christians. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. So there was at that moment no decision was taken what's going to take place. So the sahabi radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbi, he goes to sleep, and it is written that I had this worry because of the concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I also had this worry. And he mentions that at just before Fajr Salam, he was in a state of sleeplessness and wakelessness. In other words, he was in a slumber, and he saw two people clad in green clothing. They came and they taught me the words of the azan. And he even saw them putting their fingers into trashid into the ears and calling it the azan. And this how this adhan was taught to the sahabi radiallahu anhu. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know about this, then it is mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy, was so pleased, that he told the sahabi radiallahu anhu, teach these words to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, the first muazzin of Islam. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard the azan, he also came forward and said, Ya Rasulullah, I also saw the same dream. So what we learn from this, that when a person has fikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about some type of solution, inshallah. Further on it is mentioned, and when the time of salam, before the azan was implemented, then a person used to go about and used to call as-salah, as-salah, al-jami', al-jami'. The salah has gathered, people have gathered. So thereafter this entire incident was mentioned regarding the dream of this sahabi radiallahu anhum. So we don't realize the power of azan. There was one priest who had accepted Islam in France. He came to Raiwin many years ago, as Mohd Amin Sahib mentioned, and he said that he gave advice to the Muslims. He was a former priest and he accepted Islam. He said three things you should never leave out. Number one, he said, never leave out your dressing, your sunnat libas. Because you don't realize this has an effect and impact on the people that are looking at you. The second he mentioned, don't ever leave out your azan. He said, wherever you are, whether you're in a train station, whether in an airport, wherever in the parks, call out the azan. Because this is tama dawa. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tama. This da'wat is tama, is perfect and is complete. So it affects people. In Chile, Maulana Suleiman Jada Saab, when Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq, we went for Masurat. So he told us many people are coming to the fold of Islam. And many people who came to the masjid in Santiago, they just heard the azan and this caused them to come embrace the fold of Islam. SubhanAllah. So we don't realize the effects of azan. Many a person moves into a new house. The ulama explain amongst adabs, one of the sunnats is to recite Surah Baqarah. And if it was a non-Muslim house, to remove all the athar of all jinnat and sihar, etc., is to give azan. In Chile, there was a very elderly person, I'm not sure if he's living now, from Pakistan. He was in the ship. So he, very elderly person, so he said in his young days he was in the ship, like a sailor. So we asked him, like, did you face any difficulties whilst in the ship on sea? He said, yes, whenever there were huge, huge waves and the ship was rocking, he said immediately he used to stand up and give the azan. When he used to give up the azan, in no time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused that ship to subside, everything become calm, and all the effects of that huge, huge waves was taken away. And when a person gives azan also, one of the tafsir, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَىٰ إِلَى اللَّهِ, that whose speech can be better than that person who calls unto Allah, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Mufassirin mentioned this refers to a muazzin who calls out the azan. When the child is born, respected brothers, the first thing that the child should hear is the azan. Very fortunate is that child, instead of listening to the music of the hospitals or the birth centers or the nurseries, in fact, we should even tell them that we don't want music. The first words should be the azan, in the right ear, niqamat in the left ear. We don't realize that effects of azan permeates the flesh, the blood, and the vein of that very child. And this is our azan that is given. There is no azan for janazah salah. Our iqamat is given already in our left ears. There is no iqamat for janazah salah. So this is to remind us, you come into this world, very soon you are going to leave this world. Your azan and iqamat has already been given. Allah grant us the tawfiq of having respect for the azan. Zubaydah was the wife of Harun Rashid. She had done a lot of humanitarian work, social welfare work. Nahr Zubaydah, it is famous, the canal providing water for Hujjaj. So someone saw her in a dream and asked, how did you fare? She said, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me, Allah ta'ala has elevated my status. She said, on account of this, of the canal, the water you provided for the Hujjaj? He said, no, that was from the Baytul Mal. Actually, Allah ta'ala forgave me for one adab that I shown, because it was the time of azan. And just before that, I asked my female servant to give me some water. And I was about to drink that water when the muazzin called out the azan. So immediately I removed that cup and I gave jawab to the azan. I read the sunnah dua, etc. And then only I drank that water. He said, because of this, it is mentioned that this person saw in the dream, the Zubaydah mentioned that she stood up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala praised this action in front of the malaika because of showing respect to the azan. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum, when he used to go to the marketplace, he used to find the people, as soon as azan went, then immediately they dropped everything and they went to salah. And he said, these are the people Allah Ta'ala praises in the Quran. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلِيهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. That these are the men that neither merchandise and or the beguiles them from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from establishing salah. In one of the tafsir it is mentioned, this ayat was revealed regarding two sahaba radiallahu anhum. One sahabi, that he used to have a scale, used to weigh, and if he heard the azan, and if that scale was in his hand, immediately he should drop that scale. And if he had to bend down to pick up that scale, and the azan had to be called out, immediately he will leave that scale and proceed for salah. Another sahabi radiallahu anhu was a blacksmith, and he had a hammer, and whenever he used to strike that hammer on the anvil or the steel, and if azan is to be called out, then immediately he will drop that hammer and leave everything and go for salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises these two sahaba radiallahu anhum. So the respect for azan and giving jawab to the azan, we give the jawab to adhan, the very words hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, we say la hawla wala quwwata illa billah. After adhan we read durood sharif upon nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We read the masnoon dua, allahumma rabb hadhihi da'wati tammat al-an. And other duas are also mentioned. We should try and learn it, inshallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu annaka muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulahu wa nabiyya. Read that dua as well. So much of sawab a person will get. A person will get the sifarish and the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person, if a person reads that the second kalima, kalima shahadat, and the raditu billahi tala'an, such a person, his, all his gunas, minor sins will be forgiven. So Allah grant us the tawfiq of, one is to respond to the azan verbally, and one is to come physically. As Ali radiallahu anhu mentioned, for the neighbor of the masjid, there is no salah except in the masjid. So someone asked him, who is regarded as a neighbor of the masjid? He said, that person who can hear the muazzin calling out the azan. And in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person is regarded as a loser, a unfortunate, miserable person who hears the azan but fails to come to the masjid. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it is a height of ingratitude and it is a sign of hypocrisy that a person hears the azan but fails to respond physically and comes to the masjid. So this is azan, respected brothers. The ulama explain that Allahu Akbar four times is mentioned. That means Allahu Akbar is great, the greatest in all four directions. Subhanallah, if a person looks at the entire world, all the continents, and there are five azans, and because of the different time zones, like now we just read our Isha Salah azan was given. Somewhere in Java, Indonesia, Malaysia, India, Pakistan, Africa, America, because of the different time zones, we don't realize the entire atmosphere is full with the azan of azan. And the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah is being full with in the atmosphere because of the different time zones. So one is to give jawab to the azan, to respect the azan, and to physically respond to the azan, and that is come to the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Respected brothers, alhamdulillah, we know the istima' that is going to take place. This is our istima', our KZN istima', each and every person, individual of the KZN area, this is our istima'. And effort needs to take place, inshallah. Every person, Mawlana Ismail Ghadrawala, Daun Barakat, explained that this effort that is taking place, this gush, door-to-door effort, these istimas, this ta'aleem, 40 days, four months, this is all the wiring that is taking place. And very soon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the switch on of hidayat, inshallah. So this istima that is taking place, everybody main should be met. One is the jan of the istima, one is the shan of the istima. The jan of the istima is that before the istima, effort takes place. And the shan of it, the effects of it, inshallah, will be seen, inshallah, with jamaats will be coming out, nakad, cash, in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Zainul Abidin sahab, rahmatullah, used to say that this istima is a bahana for that the entire ummah can come upon tawbah, collective tawbah. And we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this mahal can change a person's life. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Sumama bin Usar radiallahu anhu, that incident where Nabi sallallahu, that he was the enemy of Islam. And then when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu got hold of him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, tie to one of the pillars of the masjid. And for 3 days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that, O Sumama, what do you have to say? And then he responded, that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in taqtul taqtul dha damin, wa in tun'im tun'im ala shakirin. That if you kill me, then my blood is worthy of being taken. In other words, I am liable to be killed. But if you show grace to me, I'll be very grateful. This happened for 3 days. Day after, respected brothers, 3 days passed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, untie him, let him go. He goes, respected brothers, and he takes the ghusl, he comes in the, and wears fresh clothes, and he comes in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, before I accepted Islam, your face was the most detested and hated of faces in my sight. Today your chehra mubarak has become the most beloved face." And he mentioned the same thing regarding Madinatul Munawwara and the deen of Islam. So the ulama explained, just 3 days he witnessed the mahal in Masjidun Nabawi. And this had an effect on him. So the istimar that is going to take place, all the various amal, dawah, ta'lim, ibadah and khidmat, the salah, the dhikr, the du'as, all this is going to affect someone inshallah. The person that inshallah is going to make effort, he also is going to get the share of his. And inshallah by this weekend, inshallah access will be granted for the brothers to have to work on the grounds. So help is required, assistance is required. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make it the means of hidayat for the entire globe till the day of qiyamah. And make it a means of success inshallah, and accept all our efforts, whether we're participating physically, going to the istimaga and participating there, making efforts to call people to the istima, and also making efforts to after the istima and how jamaat can come out. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it a means of success in da'i inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin, wala aqibata lil muttaqin, wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil mursalin, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, this istima is going to take place, Ya Allah. Accept it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make it easy for the brothers, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us good weather during the days of istima, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, reward each and every individual, Ya Allah, that is making effort towards the istima, Ya Allah. Accept all the fasting of the women and the men, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept all the sadaqah of the men and the women, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept each and everyone's efforts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make it the means of my hidayat, and every person's hidayat till the day of qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Grant kabuliyat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, jamaat that are going to come out, Ya Allah, accept them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make them a means of hidayat as well, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-karim wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.